From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Next week, the Trump administration's ban on most immigrant workers is set to expire. That policy, which went into effect early in the pandemic in order to protect jobs, according to the administration, exempted healthcare workers. But even with access to workers from abroad, healthcare providers are scrambling for additional staff as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations rise. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Several states have sped up the certification process for healthcare workers trained abroad. Michael Fix is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, which estimates there are more than 260,000 immigrant professionals
with health or medical related college degrees or more who are not working, who are underemployed.
Immigrants already working in healthcare are in some of the highest risk jobs, says Catherine Siniza Choi, an ethnic studies professor at UC Berkeley.
We see this most powerfully in the devastating toll it has taken on specific groups of immigrants, such as Filipino immigrant nurses.
According to the National Nurses Association, more than a third of nurses who've died of COVID-19 and related complications are Filipino, even though they are just 4% of RNs in the U.S. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.